Neil, Buzz, and Mike, I want you to know that I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. And I say this not only because I have the honor to be President of the United States, but particularly because I have the privilege of speaking for so many and welcoming you back to Earth. I could tell you about all the messages we've received in Washington. Over 100 foreign governments, emperors and presidents and prime ministers and kings have sent the most warm messages that we've ever received. They represent over 2 billion people on this earth, all of them who have had the opportunity through television to see what you have done. And then I also bring you messages from members of the cabinet and members of the Senate and members of the House and the Space Agency, from the streets of San Francisco, where people stopped me a few days ago, and you all love that city, I know, as I do. But most important, I had a telephone call yesterday. The toll wasn't, incidentally, as great as the one I made to you fellows on the moon. I made that collect, incidentally, in case you didn't know. But I called three of the greatest ladies and most courageous ladies in the whole world today, your wives. And from Jan and Joan and Pat, I bring their love and their congratulations. We think it's just wonderful that they could have participated, at least through television, in this return. We're only sorry they couldn't be here. And also, I've got to let you in a little secret. I made a date with them. I invited them to dinner on the 13th of August, right after you come out of quarantine. It will be a state dinner held in Los Angeles. The governors of all the 50 states will be there, the ambassadors, others from around the world and in America. And they told me that you would come too. And all I want to know, will you come? We want to honor you then.
We'll do anything you say, Mr. President. Anytime.
One question I think that all of us would like to ask, as we saw you bouncing around in that boat out there, I wonder if that wasn't the hardest part of the journey. Was that the only, did any of you get seasick?
No, we didn't, and it was one of the harder parts, but it was one of the most pleasant, we can assure you.
Yeah. Well, I just know that you can sense what we all sense when you get back now. Incidentally, have you been able to follow some of the things that happened when you've gone? Did you know about the All-Star Game?
Yes, sir. The capsule communicators have been giving us daily news
posted.
Reports.
Yeah. Were you American League or National League?
I'm a National League man.
I'm nonpartisan, sir.
Yeah, that's right. There's the politician in the group, right.
We're sorry you missed that game.
Yes. Well, you knew that, too. You really?
Yeah, we heard that.
The rain.
The rain. Right. Well, we haven't learned to control the weather yet, but that's something we can look forward to as tomorrow's challenge.
Right, right. Well, I can only summarize it because I don't want to hold you now. You have so much more to do. And, gee, you look great. You feel as good as you look.
Oh, we feel great. We feel just perfect, Mr. President.
Yeah. Are you? I understand Frank Borman says you're a little younger by reason of having going into space. Is that right? Do you feel that way, a little younger?
We're a lot younger than Frank Borman.
There he is over there. Come on over, Frank, so they can see you. And are you going to take that lying down? Are they young?
It looks like he has aged in the last couple of weeks.
Come on, Frank.
Mr. President, the one thing I wanted, you know, we have a poet in Mike Collins, and he really gave me a hard time for describing your words of fantastic and beautiful. And you were, I counted them, in 3 minutes up there, you used 4 fantastics and 2 beautifuls.
Well, just let me close off with this one thing. I was thinking, as you know, as you came down, and we knew it was a success, and it had only been 8 days, just a week, a long week, that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation. Because as a result of what happened in this week, the world is bigger infinitely. And also, as I'm going to find on this trip around the world, and as Secretary Rogers will find that he covers the other countries in Asia, as a result of what you've done, the world's never been closer together before. And we just thank you for that. And I only hope that all of us in government, all of us in America, that as a result of what you've done, we can do our job a little better. We can reach for the stars just as you have reached so far from the stars. We don't want to hold you any longer. Anybody have a last word? How about promotions? Do you think we could arrange something?
Well, we're just pleased to be back and very honored that you were so kind as to come out here and welcome us back. Yeah. And we look forward to getting out of this quarantine and talking without having glass between us.
Yes, and incidentally, the speeches that you have to make at this dinner can be very short. And if you want to say fantastic or beautiful, that's all right with us. Don't try to think of any new adjectives. They've all been said. And now I think, incidentally, that all of us who, the millions that are seeing us on television now, seeing you, would feel as I do that, in a sense, our prayers have been answered. And I think it would be very appropriate if Chaplain Pierto, the chaplain of this ship, were to offer a prayer of thanksgiving. And if he would step up now. Chaplain, thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, our minds are staggered and our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission. We have spent the past week in communal anxiety and hope as our astronauts sped through the glories and dangers of the heavens. As we try to understand and analyze the scope of this achievement for human life, our reason is overwhelmed with abounding gratitude and joy, even as we realize the increasing challenges of the future. This magnificent event illustrates anew what man can accomplish when purpose is firm and intent corporate. A man on the moon was promised in this decade, and though some were unconvinced, the reality is with us this morning in the persons of astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins. We applaud their splendid exploits, and we pour out our thanksgiving for their safe return to us, to their families, to all mankind. From our inmost beings, we sing humble yet exuberant praise. May the great effort and commitment seen in this Project Apollo inspire our lives to move similarly in other areas of need. May we, the people, by our enthusiasm and devotion and insight, move to new landings in brotherhood, human concern, and mutual respect. May our country, afire with inventive leadership and backed by a committed followership, blaze new trails into all areas of human cares. See our enthusiasm and bless our joy with dedicated purpose toward the many needs at hand. Link us in friendship with peoples throughout the world as we strive together to better the human condition. Grant us peace, beginning in our own hearts, and a mind attuned with goodwill towards our neighbor. All this we pray as our thanksgiving rings out to thee. In the name of our Lord, amen.
Amen.